Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Philippines, the illegal scheme that aims to grant indigenous lands to company for 41 years. Days before the first anniversary of the murders of 8 indigenous people of the Philippine village Datal Bonglangon, Mindanao Island, on December the 3rd, 2017, one of the lawyers supporting the local community, Pochoy Labog, directly accused a company that has been occupying this native territory since early 1990s. He is also accusing Rodrigo Duterte's administration due to its policies complacent with the company and against human rights. What happened in the Tamasco area in their ancestral domain is an illegal encroachment of a certain corporation, Silvicultural Industries, said Labog in an interview with Real World Radio. This company is part of the Consunji conglomerate and it has planted coffee crops for export on the indigenous lands. Let's now listen to the interview.
Can you please introduce yourself?
I am Pochoy Labog of the Legal Rights and Natural Resources Center. I am the Direct Legal Services Coordinator, and my task is mainly to oversee and manage the cases filed on behalf of indigenous peoples, indigenous communities, and upland rural poor communities.
What is the situation in the community? And can you tell us what happened on December 3, 2017?
So right now we are supporting the Tiboli Manobo tribe, particularly the Tamasco group, or the Tiboli Manobo Sidaf Claimants Organization. That's their people's organization, Tamasco. So what happened in the Tamasco area, in their ancestral domain, which straddles between Sultan Kudarat and South Cotabato, is an illegal encroachment of a certain corporation, Silvi Cultural Industries, or SII. This corporation, although able to secure a permit to operate, or what we call the Integrated Forest Management Agreement, or IFMA, this corporation was able to secure this IFMA to operate for 25 years. And this IFMA was set to expire in the end of 2015, in 2016. But of course, this corporation, since they have operations there, they have a coffee plantation. They wanted to renew. They sought the renewal of their permit, the IFMA. But the renewal entailed getting the free prior and informed consent of the Tamasco, the indigenous peoples occupying the area. And so there were some consultations that were organized with the intervention of the government to get this FPIC, the consent of the community. And after a series of meetings, the community gave a resounding no to the renewal of this IFMA. And so to the community, they longed for the day when they were freed from this corporation, they were freed from this IFMA. But to their surprise, this IFMA was magically, we think it was fraudulently renewed through a merger process or a consolidation of the IFMA. This IFMA 22 was consolidated with another IFMA, IFMA 18, which is set to expire in 2032. So imagine the disappointment of the indigenous community. They thought that this IFMA will be canceled in 2016. They already said no to the renewal, but it was renewed nonetheless through a merger. So this IFMA has brought so many problems to the community. They experienced harassment from the company guards. At one point, they were also displaced by the company. So the IFMA is not good for the indigenous peoples. That's why they didn't want it to be renewed. They had so many bad experiences. And so after its fraudulent renewal, the community leaders, they persisted in their opposition. And they felt aggrieved and hurt by what transpired, this fraudulent renewal. So after struggling against this corporation, and after the fraudulent renewal of the IFMA, the community persisted in their opposition. And on December 3, 2017, unfortunately and sadly, 7 members of Tamasco were killed in an alleged encounter with the military. Among those killed was Datu Victor Danyan. He was the tribal chieftain at that time. And they were killed. by the military in an alleged encounter. Another struggle of this community is that they are tagged as rebels by the military. This is a false view of the tribe. Of course, they struggle against the corporation. They struggle against a seemingly corporate favoring government. But they're not rebels. They have their own struggles. But they experience that, red tagging. They are tagged as communists or members of the rebel groups.
What does the community want, or what does the community need?
Well, first and foremost, the community wants to have the IFMA, the source of their troubles, the source of their problems, cancelled. This fraudulently renewed, merged IFMA. They want that cancelled so that they can once and for all claim full enjoyment of their rights to their ancestral domains and land. And so LRC, our organization, is helping Tamasco achieve that. We formed a task force, Task Force Tamasco, with other support groups. We provide them with services, whether it be support for emergency, research, legal research, and also the filing of cases.
What are your threats to you and your colleagues?
Threats to me and my colleagues? Well, there's not much threat insofar as I am concerned, but I cannot go to the community because it's dangerous. We are advised to, whenever we have meetings, to meet elsewhere. We cannot go to the community. It's not a secure place. But some of the support groups on the ground, like OND, HESED, and the CIEJ, you know, the ones that are very close to the community, they experience threats. Some of them are also tagged as rebels. So it's very dangerous for them. The main impact really is I believe we can do so much more. We can support Tamasco more effectively, but we can't do so because of these limitations to our security.
What inspires you to continue your work?
The struggles of indigenous communities, that inspires me. Indigenous peoples are one of the most voiceless, if not the voiceless, most voiceless sectors in Philippine society. They need help. It's really love for the marginalized, for the poor, for the oppressed that motivates me.
What has the national and local government done?
As far as the national government is concerned, they have done close to nothing. Task Force Tamasco wrote a letter asking for the investigation of this fraudulent renewal of the IFMA, or anomalous renewal of this IFMA. And the Department of Environment and Natural Resources responded that they're looking into it, but they said that since all the papers are in order, there is a presumption of regularity that this IFMA is valid. So they defended the IFMA. But investigations are ongoing, that's what they said. And the problem also with the national government, that the rhetoric of the president against human rights and his very aggressive war on drugs, which has already killed so many, 20,000 or more, has resulted in the erosion of human rights and erosion of the law, the rule of law, actually. And so this exacerbates the situation. There's also martial law in Mindanao, where Sultan Kudarat and South Cotabato are located. So this national situation also exacerbates the problems of the indigenous community. As far as the local government is concerned, well, this is a very unique case, I think, because Sultan Kudarat, remember, the ancestral domain of Tamasco straddles between Sultan Kudarat, South Cotabato, and Mindanao. These provinces. The province of Sultan Kudarat is actually very supportive of Tamasco. They also want this renewal of the IFMA to be investigated, and they don't want this corporation to be there. So, yeah, that's good. That's good. That's a good opportunity for us.
So, what is next in the struggle?
Well, right now, we are strategizing for campaign. Of course, with the consent of Tamasco, we are strategizing a campaign that will be launched and supported by members of Task Force Tamasco, also, hopefully, the international community. And we're also thinking of filing cases to protect the rights of the indigenous community. And we're also, of course, keeping an eye on the investigation on the IFMA that the DENR, the Department of Environment and Natural Resources, has promised to finish.
How can the Federation, the Friends of the Earth International and other international groups, how can they help you in your struggle?
Friends of the Earth International can definitely help us a lot. When we launch our campaign, when we bring this to the public, the cause, the plight of Tamasco, FOE and the international community can definitely help amplify this message to the international community and also to the Philippines.
Real World Radio, broadcasting three words. Building Popular Communications by FOI.